Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
What's up, DV Nation? This is DV Owner Wood from DV Radio, and you're listening to
Disgruntled Discussions by Disgruntled Vets.
I'm Chappie.
I am number two.
I'm Thumper. I was in the Coast Guard.
We created Disgruntled Vets when we were in Afghanistan.
I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it live. I watched The Hurt Locker. I fucking got this.
If we do have any children who are listening, one, please report your parents to social services for allowing you to listen to this shit.
And we only have two fucking viewers, so come on, man.
They're about to go get some debt court and do a breaching charge.
You're going to get to know us. You're going to love us. You're going to hate us. You're going to want to touch us in very sexual ways at the end of the night.
I'm doing that right now.
And now, at that point, I didn't get any because I sent her home.
That was good, Humper.
Wait, do we even have fans yet?
Welcome to Disgruntled Discussions. By us, your Disgruntled Vets, brought to you by DV Radio. With me tonight, we have Hooligan. And number two.
What's up?
Hey.
And since we're a bunch of dirtbags, we're only going to do a little short show, so it's probably going to be just about an hour. We're not going to teach you nothing, and it's probably going to suck, but we don't care. First off, number two segment.
What are you guys drinking? I know number one, you're not drinking anything except Mountain Dew or something that's good for you.
Water. Water, buddy. Water.
I want to let, Well, who
can
go first? What do you think, bro?
To be honest with you, man, I just finished up the gym, so I'm sticking with water right now, just trying to stay hydrated.
I will make me the third bag of strictly tonight.
Yeah, I guess so.
Holy shit.
You drinking?
Man, well, we had a surprise visit from one of my buddies, another vet, and so we decided to go out and get some pizza and some summertime beer, so I had just finished a fresh slice by Otter Creek Brewing, and then I'm drinking right now Goose Summertime something or other.
That's very informative.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not good either, but, what are you going to do?
We need to put a poll out there for people's favorite beer.
We should do a poll, like what should number two drink this time?
You better be careful.
I am a little afraid of what those answers are going to be, but I mean, I'll do it. I'll take that challenge.
Zima, everybody vote Zima. It's back. Make him drink it.
That is like the third time I heard that today.
Yeah, actually, I had some a couple weeks ago. Somebody brought it out to a party that I was at, and I was like, oh, holy shit.
What exactly is it?
Think of like, I don't know, fucking Mike's Hard Lemonade. That's what Zima essentially is. You know.
I never remember it tasting shit. Good, though. It never tasted good. I remember being not of legal drinking age, and Zima was all we could get a hold of, and we used to dump candy and shit down in it just to make it taste better.
I was just going to say that. You put Jolly Ranchers in there?
Jolly Ranchers or Pixie Sticks?
Yep.
This is a really good intel that you guys were going to hold for me, wasn't it?
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Because it tastes horrible without some flavoring. I'm just going to tell you, you need to get one of those little packets of Kool-Aid and dump it down in there or something.
That's right. Maybe I'll put some Strike Force energy in it. That's always good to have in there, too. So for the 4th of July, I'm going to ask you guys all what you did for the 4th, but on the 4th, we went on a, I got it was myself and like 8 or 9 other veterans and like 1 or 2 civilians. We all went out to some place in upstate New York and we went hiking. So the night before we really did all the partying. And so we go out. I don't remember what the hell I was going to say. Where the hell was I going with this?
You were out on the 4th of July.
Okay, well, it's a new segment, so. So we go out and we're hiking in the mountains on the 4th because we partied on the 3rd. So we're blackout drunk on the 3rd, right? And then on the 4th, we wake up at 6 a.m., drink beer, make breakfast, and then we go out to the mountains and we start hiking. And so we're doing that. This is a horrible story. Someone just saved me. I don't know where the fuck I'm going.
Well, were you like so freaking blackout drunk that the next day when you were hiking you about died from dehydration?
No, the exact opposite. Because what happened was we ended up going to on this hike. Right, we were on this hike, and we're black. We bring like 8, or it was. I'm sorry, it was about a half a 30 of Miller Lite. We bring an entire handle of Bacardi, and halfway through the hike, it was a 9-mile hike. Halfway through, and again, this is through the mountains. Halfway through, I realized I didn't have a sip of water since I woke up that morning. So I had nothing but pure alcohol just drained in my system. And I realized that I wasn't like, I should have been blackout drunk. But really, I was just so dehydrated and so tired from running that I was just running off of pure alcohol and adrenaline. It was awesome.
If you didn't have any hate in there, you did it wrong.
There was some hate. There definitely was some hate, but
so,
it was a hell of an experience.
It's gonna be a hell of a show. You're squirrely, hewing squirrel squirrel chitter chatter noise or something there. You know, I don't have squirrel sound effects. Sorry, people. What about you, Hooligan? What'd you do on the 4th? And please tell me you remember.
Yeah, actually, I do because it was pretty fucking low key. No, I really did not get into much. Shit, might as well just say that fucking I live out in Atlanta. So it's either you fucking go downtown and deal with, you know, all the crowds and possibly get shot by some fucking random asshole, or, you know, usually you'll find something out on the outskirts going on, but I'm just not a people person, so.
Yeah, you don't
I was not peopling well that day. But what I did do, the following day, I got invited out to a drum and bass show. My first drum and bass show. To say the least.
At least.
I never wanted to fucking hit so many people so hard in my life. I mean, like, you know, you go to like a good hardcore show, that's a different story, but something like this, it's like, wow. It's either you belong there or you don't. I was definitely out of place. But they had plenty of booze, so I kept myself entertained with copious amounts of alcohol. Amongst other things.
I think you have to. Like, when you're just out of place, like, you know you're out of place, I just drink.
Yeah.
Because, like, at least you can, like, when you go up to the keg or you go up to the bar, you like you just look at the dude next to you like, yeah, fucking A, right? He's like, yeah, dude, fucking A. And then you go about your business, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, no, that's essentially how it goes, man.
Unless I'm just drinking the wrong way.
Is there a wrong or right way to drink? I mean, other than when you end up naked and running through the barracks, you know, because somebody dared you to because you were drunk. But is there a right or wrong way?
That is the right way that you were just describing.
There is a wrong way to drink, and that's running through the mountains with a handle of Bacardi in your hand and stopping to take pictures in your underwear.
Proof for it didn't happen. We want those online.
No, they are online. I got pictures of me standing posing with the engineer flag in my underwear.
Oh, good lord.
Yeah. Yeah, I should have. The next time I show up for duty, it should be a fun time. Like, hey, look at you. That's what he's waiting to do.
When do you not?
Well, that's true. I normally, there's a lot of things that I do in my military career that I have to end up explaining.
Yeah. So, I had to work on the 4th, so I decided I was going to go freedom the hell out of the freaking work. I was dressed from head to toe in red, white, and blue, and I just randomly yelled at complete strangers, "Don't tell me how to freedom." So, yeah, that's how I spent my day. The confused look on their faces was worth it, but, yeah, my managers weren't amused. They're like, "You're getting into this a little too much." I was like, "You're the one who made me work, so fuck y'all."
Hey, they knew what they were getting themselves into.
They're the ones who go, "Hey, do you want to paint your face?" And I was like, "Let's go for it." So, yeah, I had big red, white, and blue stripes on my face. Now, mind you, I'm supposed to be undercover catching people, but, yeah, I kind of stood out. I didn't catch a damn soul. So I do have one little announcement that I promised that I would announce, but I'm going to make number 2 explain it because I have no idea what the fuck it means. So, do you want to tell about Chappie's making pee? Because I kind of thought he had an STD.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Chappie did get that little pee status.
Yeah, he found out for the first time what it's like to get your first boner.
Our little man's all grown up.
I would have loved to have seen him in front of the board.
You know
he
what?
Cheated!
He usually does all right, but the last time, this is a true story, the last time I saw him in dress uniform, we're lucky that we had to wear the ASU top, because when he turned around after we were getting ready, you know, he turns around, and his fucking white T-shirt that you wear under your ASUs had fucking pizza drippings, like the oil from the pizza on the back of it.
Oh gosh!
And I I'm not a sergeant major, but you know that sergeant major look. That's
oh
what
yeah, it's just immediate hatred.
That's what I gave him. He got pure sergeant major hate out of me.
Well, apparently he's promotable now, but yeah, if you're going to send somebody a message that says, "Hey, I made pee," and it's like 8 in the morning, and you're like, "Well, good for you. I'm glad you got to go to the bathroom."
Chappie's still strong. Good for him.
Yeah, that was the message followed by a phone call, because I sent back, "What the hell are we talking about at 8 o'clock in the damn morning?"
My man pissed himself.
That's what I thought. I was like, well, when you wake up in your own pee, it was a good night, I guess. But I guess they have a beer limit over there. They get like 2 beers.
Yeah, he's going to come home with 2 beer queer and we'll be so happy about that.
You know, his first day back, he's going to be so schnockered. We're going to have to put him on and, like, I'm going to have to record him.
He usually rallies pretty hard, though. When he drinks, he can usually pour him down. Even if he gets drunk off of 2 drinks, he can pour him down and still somewhat stay coherent.
All right, bet. Because when he gets back to your AO, I will hop the first flight I can out there.
We're going to have a fucking party, guys. Not because we like Chappie that much, just because I really just need an excuse to drink. I'm running out of them right now.
Why don't you just use it? Hey, it's Thursday, let's drink. Hey, it's Friday, let's drink. Hey, it's Saturday.
Those were my excuses for a while, and you can only use those for so long.
Yeah, and then people start putting labels on you, and then you pull up to your apartment, and there's like 7 cars outside, and you're like, "Oh shit, is this a party or an intervention?"
That's right.
When you come home and you're not sure whether you're fixing to have a party or an intervention, you drink too much.
And that's where I say, "Sorry, Mom."
I don't think anything really too awfully interesting in the news other than Little Man's at it again.
A little bit.
Yeah, he's still trying to prove that his missile's bigger than yours.
Listen, you just gotta be happy with the size of your dick. I mean, your missile. That's like the one thing you can't change. You can change your lifestyle. You can change your gender and everything else. You really can't change the size of your dick without really going to extreme measures.
Hey, I think there's a surgery for that.
Yeah, well, that's the extreme measures. That's not something I'm not really willing to cut part of my penis around.
Yeah, well, I still say he listened to the show and figured out that there was a little blue pill to keep his missile up. That's all.
Maybe he got our watch codes.
I don't know. I don't think anything else has been happening.
I don't think anything like legendary has happened in my life, too, but I've been kind of lame on my side.
Yeah, I've been laying low a little bit lately myself.
Yeah.
Besides, you know, the daily grind of fucking work and all that bullshit. That's the other thing, too. I want to start hearing back from everyone. I want to know, like, what the worst part of their job is. Their civilian job. If they're out. I mean, like, because we already know, you know, most of the downsides of what it's like being in the military and the shitty parts of those jobs. But I want to start hearing about the shit parts of the civilian job.
Stupidity?
Well, naturally, I'm like, yeah, you deal with potatoes all day.
See, I the hardest thing, I think, for me is waking up in the morning and trying to figure out what to wear.
T-shirt and shorts, bro. T-shirt and shorts. Keep going. I'll tell you what's the worst is dealing with the... Because I catch thieves for a living, is the excuses. Well, I don't have a job, and I can't get a job, and you just don't know how tough it is. And I'm sitting there going, yeah, motherfucker, yeah, okay. Wah, wah, cry me a river.
That's a bullshit as an excuse, because I've never been far from getting some kind of money. Even if it's not my ideal job, if I'm putting money into my account, I'm happy.
Well, you can't get a job if you keep getting caught shoplifting because nobody wants to hire a fucking thief.
Except more thieves.
So then you sit there and go, well, it's your own damn fault. I actually had one tell me it was society's fault. I said, how the fuck you figure? Well, because I did a breaking and entering and I had to go to prison, plus I had drug charges. So now society won't hire me because I'm a convicted felon. I went, and that's our fault. They totally were dead serious. Yes. Yes, it is. Huh. I always look at them and say, when they blame me, I go, so I used my Jedi mind tricks and shoplifted for you. Yeah, okay. You're so stupid. That's the worst part, is dealing with the stupidity when you're sitting there looking at them going, how do you breathe?
That's right.
What about you, Hooligan? What's the worst part of civvy jobs?
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Where do I start?
Go get him, Granton.
Where the fuck do I start? Well, we can start with what I do for a living is I'm a field engineer right now while I'm actually finishing my engineering degree. So what I do is anything with new construction, basically. I go through all phases of construction. You know, I work with these developers, project managers, superintendents, all this shit, and naturally subcontractors as well. That's what makes me fucking disgruntled, though, is working with these goddamn fucking subcontractors. Some of these guys, I mean, like, the fact that they allow them to fucking put something together like a house, like an important structure, is beyond me. These motherfuckers, I don't even think they pay attention to what they do half the time because, you know, they need somebody like me to tell them, quit fucking up and do your job right, and you won't have to see me or hear from me. But, you know, I guess that is kind of job security at the same time.
Yeah, mine too. I think we should start a new segment of what are you eating since, you know, Chappie's going to be coming home soon and eating on air, and I seem to be in that bad habit here lately. I think we should do a new segment of what are you eating, not drinking. Then I can participate.
I think as long as we do both, we'll be fine.
Well, I'm currently eating pork chops, macaroni and cheese, and potatoes, so yeah.
Normally I'm not eating around this time, though.
Yeah, but look at my hours when I work, so this is dinner time.
That's right, too. Yeah, that's right.
Hmm.
I can tell you what we eating.
Hmm?
Like eating that pussy.
No, you did not just say that. Number two, you're fired from your own.
Yes.
Oh, good grief. You're starting to sound like Linda G. Underground.
I fucking miss that page.
Oh, it's still around. It's an underground.
Yeah.
You have to be one of the cool kids.
Are you
Everyone creates like these underground fucking groups.
Yeah, I'm in the underground, of course.
It's like, but everybody creates like these underground groups and tries to make it exclusive to whoever, but then it like fucking blows up out of nowhere.
I don't care what you do. Even if you check 214s, there's going to be somebody that's going to be pissed off. Speaking of which, have you seen all the hate mail we got? I am so excited. Three different sets of hate mail in one day.
Yeah,
ooh, nice.
One was for for posting a chick with one leg and saying she was hot. We got complaints for that. She was hot. I mean, I don't know what they were bitching about. I look like that. I'd pose with my ass hanging out, too.
Yeah, I'll do, too.
And then there was one about... There was a post, it was about that post, actually, about that picture. A guy decided that because she had tattoos on her back to call her a tramp. Well, when he called her a tramp, the disgruntled nation ate him alive, and he decided to send us a long, thoughtful letter about how we need to clean up our act. Yeah, not gonna do it. Don't care.
I jerked off this morning.
Did you clean up afterwards?
I gotta say if I am.
And the other one was, instead of posting about Monopoly games and useless memes, why don't you use your page more wisely? So I asked the nation what I should do with the page, and they pretty much said that he should go fuck himself and to do whatever in the hell we want, because it's our page and our time. So yeah.
I'm sorry, but if somebody's going to try and jump on and dictate what the fuck needs to happen on the page, they obviously... haven't been following the page long enough to really form a fucking opinion.
No, that's right. They're not paying attention lately.
Well, what kills them and what takes the wind out of their sails is when they find out that the one running it is a female. And the female is not offended or, you know, butthurt over these comments and so forth and so on. Then they don't have anything to say. Like the one that was talking about calling her hot. And I was like, well, she is hot. So what's your problem? Well, as a female, I'm like, well, as a female, I don't give two shits.
Yeah, they don't like that. They either don't like it because there's a female on the page, or they don't like it because you prove them wrong and they're stupid.
I'm just not one of those that's going to stand around at these stupid marches. That's what makes the women look just... You can be powerful, independent, whatever you want, but if you wear a vagina costume and you stand in the streets... And you decide that you're going to try to block traffic with your 500-pound ass, that's your problem. Don't say you speak for all women, because you don't. I know not to stand in front of cars.
Getting vagina costumes from, because I would love a vagina costume.
I don't know. We should Google that online. Somebody look up vagina costume. Tell you what I will. I don't fucking care. I don't care. Vagina costume. Oh, don't just type in the word vagina. It gives you all kinds of bad stuff.
Well, yeah, if y'all have that.
Type in blue waffle, actually.
No, I know what a blue waffle is. No, thank you. Hey, you can get a vagina costume for $149.
They spent $149 on a vagina costume?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Where did they make China?
I don't know. A Brooklyn couple is making headlines for launching a new business venture in the costume industry selling vagina costumes. Somebody created a fucking business off of these dumbasses.
What? Probably made in China where they got fucking all these right things going off, you know?
I mean, somebody made a business off of this.
To sell a pussy.
Oh, and they have different styles. You can wear a full body or just the vagina on your face. Hmm.
Well, wouldn't that mean, like, somebody like Chappie could just walk around and, like...
Maybe get laid for once.
I don't know, because the hole is kind of where your mouth is, and that might end bad.
Oh, man, that's when you say you got that pretty mouth.
You got a pretty mouth. Oh, good Lord. Sorry, guys, we get to off track when we don't have an actual format. This is why I try to use a format, but today, nope, not going to do it.
But we actually have something to do with a little bit better, but...
Oh, well, we'll figure out something on the next half and try to look like we're productive.
I really just have to. We're just not doing well today.
Nah.
No. No. I think it's because I had to go to the VA again today, too.
Did they touch your balls?
No, but I ended up fucking chewing out the psychiatrist.
Well, you don't have enough time for a full rant, so just tell people to stay tuned and you will let us know about your complete VA adventure right after these message breaks. Yay!
MyDBStore.com, and we'll begin with item 69776. Can I get stickers?
Yep.
I gotta get over your country decal. Tell over your country decal. Who will hear a t-shirt? Anyone with a t-shirt? Yep. Let me get a bacon and got a crazy bastard t-shirt.
Yep.
Now I got a mug, TV mugs, I got mugs. Let me hear DB farm coins with DB coins. DB farm coins with DB coins. Gone once, gone twice. Sold to MyDBStore.com.
And welcome back to Disgruntled Discussions. And so much for cleaning up our act, but you know what they say, fake it till you make it. And apparently we're never gonna make it, so here we are. Still have number two and Hooligan. The tornado did not take him away yet. And I don't know what we're going to talk about because I have absolutely nothing planned. Yay. Oh, VA. Let's set off Hooligan.
Yeah. Let's fucking get me set off yet again.
Get this off real fast.
Okay, so the motherfucking VA, we've all been there. We've all dealt with it in our own way, shape, and form, right? So... You know, I like to be pretty open, you know, as far as getting care and things like that, you know, and this goes to everybody across the board. It's, you know, if you feel something's off mentally, physically, go see a goddamn doctor, all right? Trust me, it'll help you in the long run, but that's always the first step is, you know, going to help yourself. So that's what I decided to do with, you know, the VA and get myself back on track. So, fast forward, I'm in this meeting with the psychiatrist earlier, and yeah, she's kind of going off her own spiel and handing me a shitload of paperwork, like pamphlets and shit. I'm like, okay, well, I was under the assumption this was going to be the first week of this trauma recovery program, right? Now, I was horribly mistaken, horribly off on this. This bitch... just kept going on and on and on about, like, the negatives of marijuana, for instance. That was actually a fun conversation I had with her, too. But the one thing that fucking really set me off was her accent, right? This bitch was Canadian.
Oh.
Okay. I was like, hold the fuck on, hold on. You're a Canadian working for the American VA.
All right, Chief, you have the longest shot, but that's about it.
Yeah, I was like, come on, let's... So, we start talking, and she basically says she's going to pawn me off to somebody else, and that's where I just literally lost it. I told her, you know, you guys fucking sit there and you wonder why the fuck there's so many disgruntled fucking vets out there that want nothing to do with the VA. It's because you guys can't even get your shit together for 5 fucking seconds.
That's all right.
I tore into her. I fucking didn't watch my language. I wasn't polite. I was extremely mad. I was irritated. Everything. I was pissed.
You know how to watch your language?
Fuck, man. I couldn't fucking tell you. I wouldn't be able to fucking tell you. But the one thing she did actually take away from that was the fact that one, when you start working with American service members, there are no filters whatsoever. We will speak our mind. We will insult you to no bitter end. And, you know, I ended up leaving the appointment feeling pretty good after that. I was like, hey, I guess this therapy stuff works.
It really works.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's a program they need to introduce. You know, have somebody that has thick skin and just stands there while we just say everything we need to fucking say where we won't get Snowflake censored.
She was pretty mortified by some of the things I was saying, and I do pride myself on that. I made a Canadian psychiatrist cringe.
Can't say that every day.
You made her reevaluate her fucking life. That's really what it was.
I did, and then I took a cheap shot at psychology and called it a pseudoscience.
Oh, nice.
I was like, shit, man, I could get paid for doing your job.
You're like, yeah, honey, listen, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome to America, bitch.
But could you imagine, though, wonder what goes through the ones that haven't been in the service that interact with us when we get set off, especially if it's like a full-blown rant, because let's face it, disgruntled vets, they can rant like no tomorrow. And it can be anything stupid, too. You can be minding your own business and suddenly somebody will say something and you're like, let me tell you, kind of like that stick vet, you know, cartoon where his power's out and he puts fries an egg on the disgruntled vet's head after he gets him to ranting about the veteran homelessness. I mean, it don't take much.
No. I just want to know, if any psychiatrist has gotten that shit on the first day.
Oh, I would love to run into the one that goes, so today's my first day in interacting with vets. Oh, is this going to be? You'll probably quit and cry.
Well, I have to talk to number two here for a minute.
And this actually reminds me, too, when we started talking, she brought up medical marijuana, apparently, and how it's bad for you. And I was like, well, I definitely tend to differ on that one. I think you're full of shit. You know, I mean, like, there's been more successes than there has failures with it from what I've seen, and she decided to throw out some fucking studies and whatnot. But then she was quick to backtrack and say, well, you know, I don't really read the studies too much, or I don't see, you know, too much into it when I started asking harder questions.
Well, what the fuck is she talking about? It's legal in Canada. Medical marijuana comes to your fucking door in Canada. You order it from a catalog.
Next year, it's becoming legal in every province in Canada.
But, I mean, I've talked to vets about it. They tell me that they order it through a fucking catalog. So how does she not know? She probably watched, Reefer Mania.
No, she's like one of those fucking anti-vaxxer types, it seemed like. She's handing me this pamphlet that talks about how bad marijuana is. And I was like, no, it's not. She's like, no, it promotes bad habits. I was like, besides what? Smoking, drinking, swearing?
Eating.
Fucking hookers, you know, beating people, killing people. You tell me.
There's almost no legitimacy to that whole, like, oh, if you smoke weed, you're automatically going to do heroin, too. Like,
exactly.
There's no proof of that.
Yeah, she was more concerned it was going to lead towards, like, other bad habits or just, like, a temporary fix, but she was trying to promote things like, you know, prescription pills.
Well, because I was like, what it is, it's her fucking job to sit there and tell you, because she works for the U.S. government, that weed is bad.
Exactly.
That's her fucking job.
We don't get on this subject much, so now's a good time, seeing as how this is going to be a fuck-off show, and let's do it without none of us, you know, like, getting our security clearances or anything jerked, but seriously, I mean, what studies? I want somebody to show me something that says that people who smoke marijuana, because I see the posts all the time and I see the news articles, where they lose their ever-loving shit and go on a psychotic rampage. Like I said, I catch shoplifters for a living and I encounter all kinds on different drugs. When I catch somebody on weed, they're usually stealing cheese doodles, and they sit in the office and giggle for 25 minutes and don't give me a damn bit of problems. But I can catch a heroin addict, though, and they're fucking crawling up the walls and chewing on their skin.
You know, part of this issue, though, too, that when she was bringing these things up was she was talking about the cognitive reactions and things like that, like the long-term effects. She said, you know, people slow down and, you know, that's if you're doing it, like, constantly every day. And I was like, but, you see, you're saying words, like, constantly and every day. but yet I still have yet to see any legit proof where that's affected somebody. You know, when you take a service member who's been broken down and rebuilt to look at things a different way and how to solve problems a different way, all you're doing is taking somebody who, for instance, PTSD with high anxiety and depression. What they're doing is, if it's smoking it, ingesting it, whatever the case may be, when they're using medical marijuana, they're actually calming themselves down and able to look at certain problems back as they would with, you know, a regular military mindset.
I was going to say, I don't know how everybody else's anxiety, depression, and shit works, but my mind doesn't shut off. It doesn't stop. So if you can slow that down a little bit, to me, that's working in my favor versus it constantly going at full speed. I don't want to be a zombie. I don't want to be put on a pill where I'm like standing there staring at the wall drooling on myself. But if you can slow some of that down, I'd be grateful.
Exactly. That's been like the top benefits compared to somebody who takes like, prescription pills. Whether it's, you know, it could be for depression or anything along those lines. But look at the effects, the long-term effects those pills have had on the human body and the cognitive reactions and things like that. It's a complete 180.
Look at it this way. You see recalls on prescription pills all the time. I have yet to see an issue recalled on medical marijuana anywhere in any state where it's legal.
Exactly.
So, it
blows my mind. It fucking blows my mind that, you know, that this shit can actually still, you know, that it's still even being questioned to a certain point. Like, look at what Colorado's done with the medical marijuana industry. Over $1 billion.
Yeah.
Look how many jobs they're providing to vets just guarding the fields.
Yeah, there's that one group who've been trying to get in touch with things like called Iron Protection. It's a vet run and owned company, and they do everything, I mean, like professional to the T, from guarding the marijuana crops and fields for medicinal medical use to transportation, which they don't roll around in like some heavy, you know, up armored fucking, hey, look at me, goddamn truck. You know, they actually do this shit professional, you know, plain clothes, concealed carry, you know, up armored SUVs that aren't going to stick out like a fucking sore thumb.
You know, mean like, they're not driving around the pot fields in a tank?
That are being created right now.
That's just what kills me is, I don't know, I guess there's always going to be two sides to every single kind of argument, but it is what it is. But I will put this out there just to protect the disgruntled vets. We do not support nor not support medical marijuana. We're not telling you to go do it, and we're not telling you to not go do it. You do whatever you feel is best for you and is legal in your state.
That's right.
Disclaimer. Yay.
That's a good disclaimer.
Well, I mean, we don't talk about it much just because there are still guys that are in, but at the same time, we get questions about it, and we get asked about it, and we get asked our opinions, and unfortunately, we can't give our personal opinions on pages because we don't want somebody to go, well, number two said for me to go smoke weed, and I got busted. No, number two did not say that. Number two said, do whatever you feel is necessary for yourself.
Yeah, just make sure it's not harming you or anybody else around you.
Do whatever your pay grade can validate.
There you go. Do what your pay grade can handle. So if you're an E4, that's unlimited right there. If you're a butter bar, you're fucked.
No, but
everybody hates you, so.
We're all grown-ass adults, all right? Take your own responsibility, and you heard some of our opinions, so.
If you do it, don't drive. You should have the same rules as alcohol. You shouldn't drink and drive. Don't smoke and drive. Don't do
just
the
like
dumb shit.
Else, be a fucking adult, you know?
Yeah. Don't be a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
plain
I mean,
and simple.
Because the more you fuck up on the stuff, the more you prove that these ones that are going, oh my god, it's bad for you, and it causes this and this and this, all you're doing is proving them right. People do it. Do it responsibly. Do it, you know, as you would regular medication. So, yeah. Don't sit there and say, well, I smoke 24/7, and I go through an ounce a week, because I'm going to look at you and go, when do you ever stop and breathe?
I think moderation is
key to everything. Yeah, it's a key to everything. So if you're going to do it, that's on you, but at least be responsible about it, because you don't want to be that asshole that we all go, thanks, jerk. Now it's illegal again in all 50 states. So, yeah. But it is what it is.
You worked all your life to be an adult. Fucking act like an adult.
Yeah, but what were we thinking rushing that shit? Now I get up going, why did I want to be grown up? I have to cook dinner. I have to clean the house. I have to feed the rug rat that knocks on the door going, Mom, I have to pay bills, and I have to go to work, and I have to do stupid shit, and nobody does any of it for me because, you know what? I'm an adult.
Why are my credit cards still maxed out?
Yeah, why isn't somebody paying off my debt? Why didn't somebody put gas in the car? Oh, that's right. There's nobody to do it but me.
Fuck.
But come on, you know all of us. I know Hooligan said it, and I know Number Two said it, and I know I've said it. How many times do you get up a week going, I don't want an adult today?
Oh, every goddamn day.
That's why that is goddamn day too.
It's so what generally what my routine consists of is waking up and saying, I do not want to do this, and I'm not going to do it, but yet I'm still getting myself ready to go out and go to work.
I call it the disgruntled vet shuffle grumble, because that's basically what we do. We roll out of bed, and for the ones of us that smoke cigarettes, we pop a cigarette in our mouth. We, like, shuffle off to the bathroom. I have a roommate, so if I pass him, he gets a, how are you? Good morning, or something like that he'll say, and I'm like, fuck you, and I go off mumbling about, you know, everything sucks, fuck this, fuck that. Shuffle back to the room to start getting ready, and I just call it the grumpy morning disgruntled vet shuffle, because, I mean, if you greet me first thing in the morning, you're going to get cussed out, and you're probably going to get told off, because they don't drink coffee either. But, yeah, I think we all do that. I don't think you should ever mess with a vet who just woke up.
Nah.
And those happy, bubbly people, have you seen those happy fucking people that are fucking happy all the time? First thing in the morning, last thing at night, and you're like...
I usually wake up in the morning, and the first thing I say is, fuck.
Yeah. Or the first thing, actually, you know, it was coming as a new part of my routine, is I've had this specific group of subcontractors that'll call me early as fuck in the morning before, you know, they're about to pour concrete somewhere, knowing that they can try and get away without getting a full inspection done if they go ahead and start that. So they'll call me about 6:30 in the morning expecting me not to pick up. That's the first thing I do is pick up saying, what the fuck do you want?
Well, I don't know about y'all, but the morning routine generally consists of trying to roll over and then going, listening to the snap, crackle, pop, and then going, oh, fuck, this don't want to move. Oh, jeez, why did I lay like that? Oh, fuck. And then I start my routine.
That's my hip routine.
I'm going to say, or a new way to wake up, just to make sure that you're fully awake. And if we do have any drill sergeants or drill instructors that do listen to the show, or even, you know, visit the page, do this in the morning. Just lay some Legos out. Right by the beds. I mean, like, you want to see people fucking wake up and get shit done quick, fast, and hurry? Watch them step on a Lego.
I
tell you, the one alarm sound that can still make me jump straight up out of bed without trying to get the morning motivation and shit is Reveille. If I still hear that to this fucking day, I will still jump the fuck up. Pisses me off, too.
Mine's the incoming alarm.
Yeah.
Burn.
I don't know. Fucking.
Sometimes it gets me up with an erection and I get really excited.
Well, actually, for me, it was probably artillery.
Well, going off.
I mean, like, I remember when I was in Afghanistan, we had some fucking artillery literally right next to us. So, yeah, I mean, like, when you're embedded in some shithole and you don't have much but, you know, fucking heavy artillery support close by, I'm like, yeah, it's a welcome, you know, thing to hear, but at the same time, it'll still scare the shit out of you if you're not used to it, but it'll definitely wake you up.
You're not ready for it, and you're going.
Yeah, exactly, because there's no warning to it. Like, you know, when a fire mission kicks off, it's guns out, let's do it. But Jesus Christ. Yeah, that'll wake you up.
Thumbs out, guns out, right?
Yep.
Well, I was crashed out today. I don't know. I'm just fucking tired of just, you know, tired ass vet, because that's how we go. And my friend come and knocked on the door, and she got the reply of, I will fucking kill you if this is not a fucking emergency. And she's like, that's why I'm knocking. People know they don't come in here, and you don't wake me up by touching me, because I'm going to come up swinging. I still do. 20 years, and I still come up out of bed mad. I don't know if that'll ever go away. I'll probably be like 90 years old, freaking about to die, and somebody like nudge me to see if I'm dead yet and come up and clock them.
I don't know. Like, there's been times where I've woken up like so pissed off, or like it, nothing set me off or triggered me. I woke up pissed.
All of those make for bad days.
Yeah. I mean, like, you ever just wake up so pissed off, like you sit down for breakfast and you're just looking at whatever you're about to eat, fucking just yell at it. Like it just did something to offend you.
Unfortunately, in the grown-up world, you can't put freaking Jack Daniels in your cereal, so there's no, you know, surefire cure for the morning pissivity. And that seems to follow all fucking day. When I wake up mad, or if I wake up late, if I'm running behind, I get so fucking pissed. And I stay mad at the world for the rest of the day. I go to work and they're like, uh-oh. And then I got two Army vet buddies at work, and they'll pull me aside, is everything okay? And I'm like, yeah, I just fucking hate everybody and everybody should fucking die. And they're like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh is right.
They usually say, sniper rifle or C4? I'm like, C4, let's level the fucking place. No, Mr. ATF, I'm joking. I'm not going to actually do anything stupid, but, you know, it's the thought that counts. I feel like I should come with a warning label. I still think that would require us
to be on some sort of a government radar, which, the show usually goes, I'm sure it's just like the furthest thing from their fucking mind.
That's it. Listen, they got enough to deal with. We're small talk still.
No, the only time that they're ever going to get, you know, like, their cheeks are going to clench and they're going to be scared is if more than 100,000 vets converge in one place, then we're all in trouble. Because they're just probably going to drop something on our head and be done with it, because they know we're up to no good then.
Yeah, they're probably just trying to legalize marijuana for veterans or something.
Oh, God. Yeah, I wonder if we're going to get any hate mail, because I see half the nation, they go, boo, it makes you this, and then the other half sends us pictures, and I'm going, dude, that's like evidence. Are you in a legal state? If not, delete that shit.
it's very back and forth.
It is. But it's no worse than the other debates.
Be a fucking adult and think for yourselves, you know?
Yeah, if you do it, fuck it. I mean, you don't got to announce it. No more than you gotta, you know, if you're functioning drunk, you don't gotta announce that either. Just do your thing. I mean, honestly, 95% of the population could give a shit as long as you're not exposing it to their children, or you're not being stupid about it, or, you know, you're not getting your animals high, because, you know, that's not cool.
Be a fucking adult and have some damn responsibility and think your damn self.
Exactly. Well, and if people would, our page would probably be a lot less disgruntled.
Yeah, I'm just wondering where the fuck all this parent talk came from.
What, from me?
Yeah. Or how this show just kind of went from, you know, fucking around talking about some bullshit
to... sit on down and listen to Uncle Number Two, huh?
Creepy Uncle Number Two, y'all. Creepy Uncle Number Two. He's going to be that uncle. You're going to turn out to be that uncle that we're all like... Yeah, that's just Uncle Number Two. Don't pay him no mind.
He's just drunk again.
Wait till he's like my age. He's just going to be grumpy ass Number Two. We're just going to be like, whatever. Of course, I'll be ancient by then, but...
I might not even take it that far. I don't even know.
I don't know. I decided I can't grow old because you said you were going to put me in the field.
Yeah, listen, I told you. When you go loco, I'm putting you out of your misery. We're putting you in the field next to the dog.
Yeah, to the pasture.
Come on, old yeller.
I want to be that little old lady that's sitting on the front porch not giving a shit.
Well, we gotta try to make it that far, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a long way for us.
Not so much for me. I'm halfway there.
Wow. Yeah,
for some reason, okay, just to kind of change things up a little bit, I don't know why this just kind of popped into my head, but yeah, so I'm just kind of sitting here reflecting back on, you know, all the stuff that we've done with the show so far, and then I get reminded about some of the guests that we've had on and some of the conversations we've had.
I like the offline conversations a lot better sometimes. I mean, not that they're not informative, but dude.
Yeah, yeah, no, we definitely have some pretty interesting offline conversations.
Yeah, we should record everything we say and have Bo edit it out for us.
Well, if you think this week's show's pissing them off about some medical marijuana and the do's and don'ts and blah, 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 wait till next week. I ain't gonna tell what it's about, but the nation's probably gonna be flipped upside down and we don't really give a fuck.
Well, I think we just like some curveball that day.
Yeah. When we get offline, I'll tell you who next week's guest is, if everything works out and their schedule works out, and you're going to see why. Because when we posted about it, we'll be 900 comments. But guess what? We do whatever we want. Na, 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 na.
Do whatever the hell we want. We're good at doing that.
I mean, this isn't called the Extremely Nice and Polite Vet Show. It's called Disgruntled Discussions.
You know what it is? I think, like, people want us to, like, conform to a certain way, but they're too afraid to ask us to.
Yeah, you know what? If any of you out there are ever thinking about bringing up something to us as far as, you know, trying to conform to a certain way or what the rest of the vet community is doing, go fuck yourself.
You know what, I would actually like to do, because I want to laugh at it. I need a good laugh.
Well, I mean, we did have that one who was trying to tell us exactly what we should be doing with our time and how to clean up our act, and we shouldn't be cursing. You know what? Fuckity fuck, 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 fuck. I'll cuss all day long if I want to, because you know what? I can do that.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
wasn't that an officer that was saying that?
Yes, he was an officer. He was it Colonel?
Lieutenant Colonel, I can take, with the amount of time that it took him to write that message out, I could have formed up 2 new veteran pages and got at least like 20 people to follow it and then get started. Like, yeah. Dude, you don't want to start your own damn page.
That's exactly right. If you want to do it your way, you want to make it secret, or you want to make it to where everybody can post, or you want to be the shit bird that's posting this shit that nobody needs to be posting because nobody gives a rat's ass, go start your own damn shit. Leave us the fuck alone. We don't care. But they say when you start getting the haters, you're making it. So there you go.
Well, you know what it is? We have our own model of how we do things. DV has their own model of how they do things. Ranger Up, R15, the Salty Soldier, Pop Smoke, they all have their own ways of doing things. And it works. Each page works. They're all obviously very, all the ones I named off, and for all the other ones I didn't name off, that are successful, they're obviously successful and doing well. So you know what? If we don't fit your fucking standard of veteran page, there's about 1,000 others, $1,000,000 you can go to.
Yeah.
Yep. Because guess what? Get Disgruntled Nation, we're about out of time, but we're always going to be disgruntled. And again, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me to. And with that, we're going to say bye-bye.
Radio.